Everyone, welcome to Ending the Drought, a Buffalo Bills fan podcast. This is season 2, episode 30. I'm Jake Cranston, along here with Jeff Webster.
Hey, buddy.
Jason is off tonight.
Yeah, he took a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had some stuff to do in the house.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he had that big weekend. They did a big fundraiser up at the, what's the name of the Optical Gaming. So they had a busy weekend and just need to take five.
Yep. No biggie. We will carry on.
We'll do our best without him.
Yeah. So Bills Mafia, we have the schedule coming up here on Thursday, which again, this podcast is going to be released on Thursday. So you'll be able to listen to this before the schedule release, which I think is 8 o'clock at night, correct?
Yeah.
So
I think it's 1 at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody can do the same thing. It's an interesting exercise. We kind of lay out a schedule of what we think really could possibly happen. They already dropped week two, game of the season. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. We have our own thoughts, what we'd like to see. And, people can take a look at it and see what they think.
Yeah. It's fun. Like you said earlier when we were talking, it's like a puzzle,
It is. Yep. They mentioned that on GR. It's like a puzzle that you try to solve and you won't get to know if you're right until it's completed. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like in the past, the schedule was always an interesting thing, but I feel like it wasn't as big as a thing as it is now, obviously, because we're a winning football team.
Oh, for sure.
It means that much more.
Absolutely. And and we anticipate a number of primetime games again this year. They earned it,
They really did.
Yeah.
When you're going into a season as a Super Bowl favorites, you got to have some sort of, I wouldn't say favoritism from the NFL, but they have to look at the Bills and think, all right, like how can we, I don't know what's the right word, not help them out, but just kind of showcase them.
Right. Exactly. That's a good term.
Right.
Because after last year, especially the final two games of the season ended up being playoff games, Josh Allen looked like he had figured things out dramatically.
Yeah.
Like he played fine all year long. Don't get me wrong. But he was on a record-setting pace. What they did in two playoff games last year was insane. I'm not sure the NFL has ever seen a two-game playoff series of its equal. And I'm talking Peyton Manning, Joe Montana, Tom Brady. I don't care. That was just ridiculous what he was able to do in a couple of games.
It was. It really was. And I was really thankful to be part of one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Patriots game. That was a really cool thing to be a part of. But it's just Josh continues every year to just get better. And the thing is, he says every year that he has to work on a particular thing. On the offseason, we've all heard him say,
for sure,
he has to work on his accuracy. Well, he got that in check.
He's got that all.
He said that he wants to, be smart with the football and not turn it over more.
Yeah. A few years ago, it was a deep ball. I got to work on the deep ball.
He's got to work on the deep ball.
More accurate.
Yep.
Then it was short to intermediate. And now, I don't know, they brought in a rookie running back who is known for catching the ball out of the backfield. So maybe his offseason was spent just getting the ball to, I know one thing he talked about was, now you bring it up, is getting the ball to the guys in stride.
Yes.
So we can get some yards after catch.
I was just going to say that. The one thing he wanted to work on this year was throwing guys open.
Correct.
Because he's relied on his arm. He's a guy that puts it right on you. So he's not anticipating the throw as much as other guys do with a less stronger arm. He's not throwing guys open. He really wants to give guys more yak. Last year we were 22nd in the league in yak.
Right.
So he wants to get guys open. He wants to give them more opportunity catching the ball and then getting more yards.
Yeah, for sure. So, and that's big because, it's a first down that maybe you get a few more than you would have or a big play that turns the momentum of a game around. It's important. It's fantastic. It's crazy to think that after the last 2 years that they could be better than they were in either of those 2 years. And I think potentially with the additions they've made, they could be.
I agree with that. The one thing that, again, is just going to come into play with guys, let's say, Jameson Crowder, for instance.
Sure.
He's kind of coming in, hasn't played with Josh yet. He's taken Beasley's spot. Beasley was a guy that would be on the same page with Josh a lot of time, meaning he would see the field the same way Josh would see the field. He'd be able to get open and, you know, get first downs and get Josh out of trouble. Will Jameson Crowder be able to do that? Yes, he's really good at run after the catch.
Right.
Will he see the field the same way Josh does? Will he be able to get open the same way Beasley found spots?
Right.
You know, that's something obviously these guys are going to have to work on.
And the nice part about it is he's also a veteran. This is not his first or second year. He's played in the league for a while now. He's probably been in the league 4 or 5 years, maybe more. I don't even remember. But enough that, like, Emmanuel Sanders comes in, and it's like he's always been here.
Right. You
know, I mean, there wasn't a lot of overthrows, a lot of missed passes, things like that. Of course, part of that's Josh. But yeah, I anticipate Jameson Crowder will be able to step in and perform very admirably, partly because of his own talent, partly because of who we have for a quarterback.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, it's just getting these guys on the same page, right?
Yep.
Jameson Crowder, you know, getting the feel of this offense playing with Josh. James Cook, same thing.
Yeah, and I wonder how much of it is one of the things that I think it was Diggs that said something that's somewhat unique is that because of Josh's ability to extend a play, they literally practice, and I don't know how you practice improvisation, but they do. That scramble that happens when a quarterback gets flushed from the pocket, trying to find a receiver, and we see it, man, I don't know, we see it a ton of times, probably 12, 15, 20 times a year, where Dawson Knox ends up wide open for a touchdown because people they're coming up to pick up Josh as he's coming out of the backfield. He sees that, and he throws to an open guy. And Diggs did the same thing that one touchdown. I don't remember who it was against. But he's in one end of the end zone. Josh is going the other way, and Diggs leaves his man to come to the center of the field and catch a touchdown.
Sure, like, yeah.
So, I mean, that's some of that what you're talking about, that I don't know if Jameson Crowder is really used to that. It wasn't like the Jets spent a lot of time extending plays. It was kind of the opposite thing. So,
correct.
Yeah, so it's something he'll have to adjust to.
Yeah.
Like, the play's never over, man, until it's over.
No, he's
not for this team.
He's never played with a quarterback quite like Josh. And,
right.
And I know the team in general, the offense, like you're saying with the improvise, what they do in practice, what I've heard is they basically will break off the route and which way does Josh like to go the most to his right. So guys immediately start running towards the sideline.
Yep.
You know, to kind of meet him where he's going.
Right.
But, you know, they just know, hey, I got to break this route off. I got to go towards the sidelines to try to bail him out. And, yeah,
And Beasley was good at that.
He was.
So Crowder's going to be important. It's going to be important that he picked that up. Now Isaiah McKenzie's played with Josh for a while. So he fits the bill. Mm-hmm. Dawson Knox, obviously Diggs. So there are guys, core guys on the team that will also be helping, including Singletary, Moss, if he's available.
Right.
It they'll get it done. But, I mean, I can't wait to see these guys play.
It's going to be fun. I mean, the thing is, these guys have to, you know, gel and they have to, you know, figure out how to play with Josh in this offense. Right. But the thing is, these guys are just pure good athletes. James
Correct.
Cook, a pure good athlete. He's ripped up. He's in shape. The guy's, you know what I mean?
I told you Chris Sims picked him one of three rookies that could win Offensive Rookie of the Year this year.
Yeah, that's
because they're going to use him exactly, specifically why they drafted him.
Yes.
Because he's got great hands coming out of the backfield. And,
he does.
He can still run the ball. I mean,
yeah.
He averaged, I think it was like a little over 6 yards a carry or whatever. He's still a running back.
Right.
So it'll be fun.
It's exciting.
It'll be fantastic.
It's exciting to see, and a lot of people out there, Bills Mafia, you know, make comments that we haven't had a running back on this offense since Thurman Thomas.
Right.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. But this guy's more explosive than Thurman.
I think so.
You know, he's got a different
gear. He sees an opening, and you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he snaps it in the second, third gear, whatever it
different
is.
Different gear.
He is flying. He's running away from guys. So.
Yep.
He's got speed, really good speed.
Great speed. And then you go to Khalil Shakir, another guy that could be really shifty, a guy that, again, he's a rookie, but I think he has the intangibles and the smarts to really figure out how to fit this offense like Cole Beasley did, you know? Right.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, absolutely.
It's exciting.
It is.
You know, it's a really exciting time. The draft went super good, and now the schedule is upon us.
Yeah, man.
Start it off, John. It's a fun time. Start us off.
All right. So we have got together, and we kind of tried to formulate what we think could possibly happen, obviously, this season, starting in September. The Sunday game happens to be the 11th. Of course, everybody knows what September 11th is all about. But we're figuring that with the way the Bills have been talking, they released week two, which we'll talk a little bit about. We're thinking another home game and against an AFC East rival in the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a good pick on our part.
I do too.
You know, we conglomerated
them early in the season a whole bunch.
Right.
Especially at home. Like, I really, you know, it just feels right for some reason.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I kept saying to you, I'm like, we haven't played the Dolphins. We always used to play the Dolphins in December. It just, it was always a thing. But lately we haven't. So I don't know if, you know, if that's going to backfire on us.
It could.
Who knows? It could.
Because again, it's a complete guess. There's obviously, you can look back through all the seasons if you want, and you won't pick up too many patterns of anything.
It's tough.
You know, it's really hard. But
it really is.
To us, that kind of makes sense. They're talking about, you know, since they released week two, that they'll announce their home opener come Thursday.
Right.
Since week two is a home game and they're not saying that's the home opener, we're thinking it is a home game.
Yep.
And we're thinking an AFC's rival.
Yeah.
We're taking
the
Dolphins.
It makes sense. I mean, the Dolphins could potentially turn back to being our foe in the division. You know, they
still have a sound defense.
They have a sound defense. They obviously brought in the Cheetah.
Yep.
They drafted Waddle. They got Gesicki. I mean, they got talent on that offense.
Chris
Carson. Chris Carson.
Mostert.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
So they got a couple of really, won't say elite running backs, but premium
running backs. Didn't they just, was it them? I think they just signed Sony Michel, too.
It's possible. I didn't catch that.
I heard on GR that Sony Michel came back into our division. I believe it's with Miami.
Yeah.
I believe they said that.
That would
it was
give
either
them
Miami
a full
or the Jets.
Running back room.
Yeah.
They haven't had that in a while.
Right.
So, they could be a decent team. You know, I don't anticipate them necessarily being a deep playoff kind of a team, but right. I could see them squeaking in.
They're just a team that you have to pay attention to in our division based on just the talent they have. I mean, we also have elite talent. Or more elite talent than they do, but they have a lot of speed, and you know, speed we've struggled with in the past.
Yeah,
so that's something we just got to pay attention to. And Miami is a team,
that could do that. Josh Allen has tremendous success against Miami.
He has.
They really, it's one of those teams that for whatever reason he shows up each and every game. So it'll be interesting to see. Yeah. It'll be a good way to kick off the season, I think.
Yeah, I like it. Obviously, week two, we know that the Monday night game is going to be at home. Against the Titans. I love that.
I do too.
I think that.
I can't wait.
Well, it's finally that we get to play Tennessee at home. I mean, it's what the last 3 years we played them in Tennessee, it seems like. So I think that's going to help favor us. Obviously, we're at home, and a Monday night's going to be good.
Yep.
So week three, we looked at a couple things, and we were kind of back and forth on if we think we should, have another division opponent that early, but it just seemed to make sense based on kind of years past and how things worked out. But we went home and then away 1 o'clock to the Patriots.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's going to be a while before we can shake the dust of 20 years of humiliation. So I think the Bills will be looking forward to setting a tone for the season, providing the first two games go fairly well. I hope they will.
Yeah.
That try to keep your record. Obviously, your own division is, they've talked about it, Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean both. Take care of your own division first.
Yep.
Then your conference.
Correct. Yep.
Because if you can be top dog in the conference, it definitely gives you an advantage going through the playoffs. So I think those are going to be important. And I think this year, more than most, every game will absolutely matter. And they will put everything into it to win each and every game. And I anticipate them winning that game.
Yeah, the Patriots, New England. Patriots game is going to be, in my opinion, I'm not going to say another blowout because you just never know what's going to happen in this league. But I think
it's hard to do that.
Yeah, it's just the talent level has completely shifted. And I think it's going to be not a walk in the park, but I feel like we'll be able to handle this game, you know, with fair ease at the most part. So
yep. Mac Jones will have another year under his belt. I think he probably will be better. I don't think he'll necessarily take a step backwards.
Right.
But yeah, we'll see what happens. But yeah, I anticipate that being week number three on the roads, New England Patriots.
Yeah. Week four.
Again, coming back home, we think what would be a very interesting game is coming right back from New England right into another AFC team in the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah. I like that pick.
Yeah.
I think that too.
That's always a good game. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It seems like we play them an awful lot for being outside of the division.
It is. That's part of, like, the Steelers, the Titans,
the Chiefs, we play a lot.
They're always, like, on our schedule.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. But that's a good game. It makes for a good rivalry.
Yeah. I like that pick. I think it's a good pick. We just picked it as a Sunday 1 o'clock home game. Yeah. Nothing special on that one. But the Steelers obviously have Mitch Trubisky.
Right.
So
there's
assuming he might be starting, you know, I mean,
potentially
he could not be, but you know, they drafted the rookie.
Yeah. I would say in all likelihood, Kenny Pickett, right?
Yep. Kenny Pickett.
So, but in all likelihood, he probably will be.
I would think so.
But, you know, I guess you never know. Josh Allen wasn't scheduled to start his first year either.
Yeah, you never know.
We'll see, but.
You never know. It's another
team that I feel is like in the middle of a small rebuild.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they lost a lot of pieces.
They did.
Obviously, big one with Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
And that's why they have Mitch Trubisky. And he's a fine quarterback. I've talked about it forever.
Mm-hmm.
If he were anywhere but Chicago, he might be considered a much better quarterback than he is considered.
Yep.
But, I think he's always done fairly well as far as handling a management-type position.
Right.
He's not Josh Allen.
No.
Although he has a similar play style. But, it's still, let's see, it's Steelers. I remember that season where we missed the playoffs because we were playing Pittsburgh's backups and still couldn't beat them. You know, I mean, it's like one of those stupid things that sticks into your brain and you just go, man,
Willie Parker, you know.
Willie Parker, yeah.
Screwed us.
Yeah, man. But anyways, that should be a good game coming back after. I mean, we're starting the slate with four pretty solid games.
Yeah.
You know, really solid games. And it should tell us a whole lot going into the first quarter poll where we're at as a team.
Yeah, it's the thing with the NFL is, you know, they won't take you too light. You know, I think they're kind of going to want to stack stuff on you, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, meaning that, too. Week five, October 9th, we got Sunday night away to the Bengals. So, you know, it's hard to say that the Bengals wouldn't be a primetime game, right? Because, you know,
it almost seems like it should be.
Yeah, they're sitting there saying that the AFC runs through them right now, which, okay, I get it. Like, you guys went to the Super Bowl, sure.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, you can't take that away, man. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
So we get to play the Super Bowl winner and the Super Bowl loser
right
in the same season the following year. So, yeah, you got to take them serious, man. They got some talent, especially at quarterback, wide receiver, running back. They have a solid offense. I don't know them very well defensively.
Right.
But it seemed like they could win by outscoring opponents pretty good last year.
It with Jamar Chase, you know, Joe Mixon, obviously Joe Burrow.
Jamar Chase was like nuts. They had
T. Higgins, right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like they have a freaking solid offense.
Yeah, they're fairly stacked. They're young. They're really very young. And their offensive line was their Achilles heel, but they've added some pieces in free agency over there. So, you know, that obviously is going to be part of the team is going to get better. So,
yeah, in my opinion, in the first 5 weeks, that will be the Bills' staunchest test, especially on the road.
Yes.
To obviously the Super Bowl runner up.
Yeah, the Bengals are a good team. So,
yeah,
that's going to be a good one away. Man, that would be a good one. Maybe I should go to that game.
Well, that would be cool. Right? It's not that far.
I know.
That would be a good game.
That would be a good one.
I bet you there will be Bills fans there if they can get tickets.
Yeah.
I imagine tickets in Cincinnati will be hard to come by this year because of the Super Bowl last year. But,
right.
But, yeah, if there's tickets, man, you'll see Bills fans, no doubt.
Big time. Yeah, we travel good.
Yeah.
What's our next game we got?
All right, so we're going back-to-back on the away situation, and we're going to round out our first set with our divisional opponents in the New York Jets.
Yeah.
So we'll have the Dolphins, Patriots, and Jets one time before we get to week seven.
All in the first 6 weeks.
Yeah. So, and that makes sense. Again, take care of your own division first, and then you got to think about the conference. So in a away game with the Jets, they definitely, in 99% of the people's opinions, won the draft. It's not even so much about what they did, although coming back into the first round for what was the guy's name? The
who's Sauce?
Defensive lineman. No, in the first round. Yeah, in the first round. Shoot, can't think of his name.
Oh, the kid from Florida State?
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Jeremiah something. But
yeah.
But anyways. Yeah. Yeah, so three first-round picks, every one of them solid. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they got some talent now.
They sure but did. They sure did, yeah.
But a lot of times it takes a while to make that all work together.
Yep.
And one of the big things, nobody knows, and I don't care who you are, nobody really knows what Zach Wilson will ultimately become. He struggled mightily last year, but people can point to Josh Allen, look at his struggles in his first year. So. Right. Who knows what he's going to be? We have our own opinion of that. We don't think that he is going to be elite by any means, but he could be solid, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and who knows when he'll get there. Everybody's different.
Yeah, he's got the tools around him now. They're all rookies, so
right.
Who knows who's going to pan out, who's not going to pan out, what they're going to gel like together. Zach Wilson, if he's going to develop to be much better than a Sam Darnold type guy. Who knows? You know, I don't.
Right.
You know, the thing with Zach Wilson is he's not big, he's not super fast, he doesn't have a huge arm.
Right.
You know, so is he going to pan out? What's he going to bring to the table?
Right.
That's going to give our Buffalo Bills an issue. Right.
It is the most important position in football.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, it's hard to say. Oh man, I'm scared of Zach Wilson. It's like Tua. Tua doesn't really bring anything to the table where it's like, oh man, should I be worried about Tua? No.
Same with
Mac Jones, same thing. These guys are systematic quarterbacks, timing guys, not really high velocity with their arms, not huge athletic. Tua's probably the most athletic out of all of them, but
he's
small, so the guy's not going to scramble. So yeah, it's tough to really pick it out, you know?
It is. It makes
The talent's there.
Right. And it makes you very grateful that you are in a unique position in the NFL. Maybe 6-8 clubs can say they found their guy, their franchise guy.
Yep.
So many are still searching. Obviously, number of quarterbacks drafted again this year. We're fortunate.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. 100%. We are very fortunate.
Can't complain. Speaking of fortunate, the next week, week seven, we predicted Sunday at home against the Browns.
Yeah, man.
You know, in that situation, talk about,
that's
unfortunate. That's just a tough. The Browns went from one of the most talented rosters in the NFL to everybody thinking that they're going to make a deep playoff push, possibly Super Bowl, to what the heck are the Browns doing now?
Right.
You know, they brought in a guy that pretty much most of the country hates. And Baker Mayfield, nobody knows what they're going to do with him. He doesn't want to be there. Odell Beckham still is bashing the Browns.
Right.
Other players are still, you know, talking not very highly of the Browns that used to play for them. It's just a bad situation over there.
It really is.
It doesn't seem good.
If anybody's ever done that carnival game where you're throwing darts, man. That's, to me, that's the Cleveland Browns for the last, I don't even know, as long as I can just about remember.
Right.
It's they're just throwing darts at a board, man, and hoping something works. Like,
and that was us for a while. Year.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we finally fixed it.
And again, we fixed it primarily by finding our quarterback.
Right.
Our guy. And maybe they found him.
Yeah.
You know, Deshaun Watson. But here's the crazy thing. I heard today, in fact, they're talking, I think it was today, they're talking about it on GR, that the weird situation is now they're saying that some judge about the civil case has kicked it down the road into the fall or something like that. So what happens? They set up Baker Mayfield. They structure his contract to make $1 million this year. So if he ends up sitting on the bench, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, that goes to $46 million.
Right.
So if he's suspended for next season, even half a year they were talking about, that's going to cost him $23 million.
Yeah.
And he will play for that $1 million base salary this year. Just you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just a
the whole thing is just
right. It's a bad look though to keep Baker Mayfield on your roster. The guy absolutely doesn't want to be there.
And you can argue that it's not much better with Deshaun Watson. I mean, yes, the criminal case was dismissed due to lack of evidence. That
sure.
doesn't make him innocent.
Right.
In the civil case, if anybody remembers the Simpson trial. Yeah, sure. They dismissed the criminal case, but the civil case cost him everything he ever had.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So right. it ain't over.
No,
you know?
And it's not
by a long shot.
And it's just a bad look. Like the Browns bringing him in, I just don't know how that really helps the Browns, to be honest with you, because
right.
you already had an issue with Odell Beckham, and he was gone. He wanted out.
Yep.
You know, Jarvis Landry didn't have a lot of great things to say about the organization. He's gone. So your two top wide receivers are out.
Right.
Then you got Baker Mayfield that just hasn't panned out as a number one pick. Now he's salty.
Right.
He basically is like, I you know, thanks Cleveland fans.
Yeah.
And I want to be traded. I'm out. Sorry.
Right.
So then you go get Deshaun Watson and everybody's like,
what
you know,
are you thinking?
Why would you bring a guy like that in?
Right.
You know, when your situation there is already tainted. And then Baker, if you're talking about keeping Baker Mayfield on the roster, like why?
Yeah. In that, I think primarily what we talked about is if Deshaun Watson is suspended for the entire first year, which is completely feasible. You know, when it comes to the personal conduct policies of the NFL, you have no idea.
No. I mean,
you have no idea. It could be three games. It could be 17. You
sure.
don't know.
You just don't know, right.
Right. I mean, hell, look what a number of the players that struggled with marijuana dependency went through.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Josh Gordon, it cost him basically his career, but
sure.
not that he wasn't earning that the whole time.
Yeah.
But no, the point being is that it's never quite even as far as the penalties are.
Right.
So
right.
depending on their overall view of who you are and the appearance you give on the football field and off the field, the punishments can vary. So,
yeah, they're not scared to give up punishments. I mean, Ridley's gone for
sure.
a whole year for gambling on his own team.
Right.
You know,
right.
But then you start, and I don't want to, you know, go too far down the rabbit hole
with
this, but
it's easy to do.
But it's just like, does the NFL, it seems like with domestic violence and cases with guys and their women, they kind of have turned the cheek a little bit on some certain things like Kareem Hunt and, you know, other
they're
guys.
They're trying
and
to
I don't
fix
to
that,
get
but
into
apparently
this.
They struggle
yeah,
with
so
a lot of that.
So who knows what's going to happen.
But yeah, is Baker Mayfield going to want to play for a team that obviously doesn't want him?
Right.
So you're keeping him for, you know, an insurance policy. Maybe another team loses a quarterback and they need somebody, and maybe you can get some of those first round picks back that you gave up for Deshaun Watson, I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. It's like,
but he's not going to want to play.
No, he's not going to be a good guy in the locker room.
Right.
You know? Yeah. That's, hey, whatever, man.
Yep. It's like chaining a freaking guy to a bench and saying, hey, at least you're here. You know, big whoop.
Yeah.
But good luck with that.
Good luck,
I mean,
Browns.
Good luck
yeah.
with the whole season, honestly.
Good luck, Cleveland.
Yeah.
Right. What's our next game, Jeffrey?
All right. So next one is going to be another fun one. It's a home game. And the last time they were in Buffalo, it was awesome. I'm talking about a Thursday night game against the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. Week 8.
Week 8.
So that's
end of October.
End of October, yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully the weather will be good. It's right around Halloween, so trick or treat. And hopefully it's a treat, because the last time the Packers were in Buffalo, it was a real
huge treat. Yeah. Yeah. It was a huge treat.
I made a rare appearance there
to
the stadium, and we had fantastic seats, and it was just a phenomenal game. A phenomenal game.
Yeah. It's
one of the few that Doug Marrone ever had here.
I know. Right.
It was just like a really good game.
Yeah. No, Mario it was.
Williams, you know, I mean, it was just
I was
the
there
whole,
too.
Yeah. That was a good game.
It was.
And I'm hoping that we see a repeat performance where our defense is just uncontrollable.
I think so too. And, you know, it's being a home game Thursday night, this would be, we picked it as our third primetime game. So we had a Monday, Sunday, and this would be Thursday. Being at home against the Packers, I mean, how can, you know, your fans, Bills Mafia, not be up for this one?
Oh, for sure.
Your players, your team, you know, the Buffalo Bills not be up for this one. And, you know, they don't have I'm drawing a blank. I'm getting old. But they lost.
Join the club.
I know.
Oh, Devontae Adams.
They lost Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
You know,
and that makes
so
a difference, man. I don't care how much you want to downplay it.
That was his guy.
Dude, if
that was
Diggs
his guy.
Left this team, like this year or even two more years from now, whenever, when he does leave the team, if he does, that is going to turn this team upside down. And that's what's going on in Green Bay. I don't give a shit who you bring in.
No.
It doesn't matter. You could have brought in Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, that's
this is the guy who bails Aaron Rodgers out, made him an MVP.
Exactly.
And they let him walk away.
Yep.
You know?
And they didn't really replace him.
No.
They drafted who was their
Well, they didn't draft anybody like in the first couple rounds, right?
No. They drafted didn't they draft a wide receiver? Or no, hold on. Let me rewind. Sorry, everybody. So they brought in none other than Sammy Watkins.
That's it. There you
go. Yeah, that's who.
Yeah, so no drop off there.
Right.
I mean, both first round picks probably. No, I'm kidding. I have no idea when Devontae Adams was picked, but obviously we know Sammy Watkins was an early pick.
Right.
But yeah, I don't think that's any way, even in their own minds, thinking that's anything close to a substitution.
No, and
it truly isn't.
Aaron Rodgers, his guy, his major weapon, he was arguably the best receiver
his
in the NFL,
touchdown.
Is gone, man. Is gone. So,
yeah. It was his guy in the end zone, in tight spots.
Yep.
He's basically what Diggs is for Josh Allen, man. When Josh Allen's in a bind, he's looking for Diggs.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. I still can't believe they just – I don't know the whole story. I don't know if – just saying they let him walk, but it basically seemed like – it was a tit for tat. Like, all right, if we bring Aaron back, then Devontae's got to go.
Right.
Like, that's almost kind of what it seemed like to me.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. Especially if you're going to pay him $50 million or whatever the hell they paid him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I heard a lot of comments after that when they're talking about Aaron Rodgers wants to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to win a Super Bowl, because the guy who wants to win
Super
Bowl
that's what it seems like.
Will think more about the rest of the team and the fact they have to field players in order for him to get to that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So he got paid. There's
he
no
did.
Doubt about it. I think their chances of winning a Super Bowl this year have been reduced dramatically.
Big time. And you put a guy like Josh Allen on the Green Bay Packers the way Josh Allen is.
With Devontae Adams.
In my eyes, Josh would have been like, look, I don't care what you got to do. You pay the guy to stay on this team, and I'll play for fucking peanuts. Just make sure he's on this team, and then you can take care of me, whatever type of way. I mean, that's the difference in some of these guys,
And I think the timing was very good for Josh's contract, too,
because
as the salary cap goes up, and we've talked about this, that his salary is reduced. Like, you know, the cost to the team percentage-wise slowly goes down, too. So he will earn a bunch of money. And Brandon Bean, so far, in my opinion, is somewhat of a wizard when it comes to contracts. So, that I'm looking forward to that game, and maybe you'll be there, right? I mean,
there's a good chance.
Yeah.
Good chance.
Yeah, here's hoping.
Yeah. So we go from Sunday to Thursday, so short week. So we
Super Bowl wannabe, too.
Yeah. Yeah, Super Bowl wannabe to the Rams.
Super Bowl winner.
Yep. But we kind of were strategic in the way we picked this, because we went from a Sunday 1 o'clock home game against the Browns to a short week in the Thursday night game at home against the Packers.
Right.
But then we go Sunday, so we get a nice stretch.
Yeah.
which is how the NFL does it anyway.
Right.
But, you know, we strategically were strategic on that. So
yeah, and there are a lot of people still on the bandwagon for week one being that away game against the Rams, mm-hmm. opening game for the season. Like the way the Bills have talked, we're just thinking that's probably not going to be the case.
Yep. So we picked the Rams week nine. It's a Sunday in LA at a 4:30 game.
Yeah. What do you like about that?
I like that it's still a 4:30. It's a 4:30 game, so it's going to be a highly televised game.
Sure.
I also like the fact that we're playing the Rams, which we all know who we signed from the Rams this offseason.
Pretty good player.
A pretty good pass rusher.
Yeah. So 6-year contract.
Guy. Yeah. So I mean, just bringing Von Miller and going against his team that he just won the Super Bowl with in LA is going to be pretty neat.
It is going to be cool.
And Josh is going to LA, which he's not from LA, but he's from California. So.
But it's another one of those games that should be fantastic weather, and I think like we said, the training wheels are off, man.
Yeah.
So Josh Allen gets good weather and he gets guys open, he'll have a field day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They better be able to score. And, I mean, they have the guys, but mm-hmm. no Von Miller, no Robert Woods.
Yep.
There's been some changes on that squad, too. So
there has, yeah.
You know,
we'll see. Still have Aaron Donald. Obviously,
you got to count for him. Always, yeah. See, and, he's playing. Yeah. You got to know where he's at all times.
Yeah, you got to count for him. But, yeah, that's gonna be a great one. I'm looking forward to whenever we play them. I'm just looking forward to that matchup.
Yeah, for sure.
What do we got the next week?
All right, well, they're going to be exhausted, so we're going to have to give them a break.
Yep.
They're going to need a bye after traveling to the West Coast and coming back.
Yep.
They need a little bit of a break week 10. Week 11, we're into November towards the second half or into the second half of November. And it looks like it'd be a nice time to take a break and travel down to Miami.
Yeah.
Maybe lay out on the beach for a day or two, get comfortable.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick on our part because we haven't played when we go back to week six was our last pick that we had a division mm-hmm. opponent. So it makes sense to me coming off a bye playing a division opponent in Miami for sure. So
yeah,
I like
being
that
on the away on both ends of the bye.
Yeah.
Coming from an away game. Going back to an away game right after the bye. And we already talked about Miami quite a bit, so everybody knows where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going next, Jake?
So week 12, it seems like the writing's on the wall with this one, playing the Lions this year on the schedule. It just seems like a Thursday 4:30 game on Turkey Day is going to be it. You know,
makes a good case for that one. After what the Bills have been doing on Thanksgiving, it's kind of hard to go away from it.
It is. I mean, we've been successful on Thanksgiving. The ratings have to be huge.
Oh, for sure.
You know, for those games.
Yeah, we got a marquee player now, and actually a couple.
Yes.
Now you add Von Miller. So you've got three marquee players and Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, and Von Miller. So, yeah, you've got a television draw.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's no different than Kelce, Hill, and Mahomes. It's
correct.
Three elite players that will get people to tune in.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that game a lot. Playing the Lions, I'm not going to say it's, again, it's the
NFL.
Not going to
be a close game necessarily.
Yeah, but I think that's going to be a fairly handed win right there.
Yeah, that one I like a lot.
Yeah.
So then we have, again, somewhat of an extended break. 10 days later, we're back home, in our opinion, and we're going to take a peek at a team that Stephon Diggs is fairly familiar with
mm-hmm.
in the Minnesota Vikings.
Yep. Staying in the NFC.
Yep.
No, not West. NFC North.
Right.
Yep. So, yeah, playing the Vikings. Yeah, and that's a good point, Jeff.
Justin Jefferson versus at the Vikings. Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. I didn't think of it.
Yeah. That's a nice draw. I mean, honestly, I'm interested in that.
Well, not only that, Horrible Harry is playing for the Vikings
right,
now, too.
Right.
So there's another tie to the Bills.
Again, we've talked about the fact I'm a big fan. I hope he mm-hmm. does well. I just don't want him to do it against the Bills.
Right.
You know?
Right. And who knows?
I still think the Bills would be the better team
in
that environment.
So
and again, it's at home. So I like that game a lot.
Yeah, it's at home. I think Kirk Cousins in general is just on the decline. He hasn't been great. He hasn't been horrible. He's just been middling, and it's just
the issue. Even going back to when Diggs was with the team, what people look at, you had Dalvin Cook, you had Thielen, you had Stephon Diggs. You should have been able to make more noise with those players.
Yeah,
you know, along with a pretty good supporting cast in most of the other positions. So they've had a decent defense the whole time. So, yeah, it falls back to the quarterback, and because of their lack of success, you got to look at, you know.
Yeah.
You got to look at him. Like, Cousins is the guy.
He's
the quarterback.
He's really the main part of that puzzle that just really didn't fit. It hasn't really fit like everybody thought he would, right?
Right, right.
So.
And, you know, again, Stephon Diggs is trying to be pretty magnanimous about the whole thing, but sounds like there was some sort of a beef between the two of them. Something didn't work, so whatever. Water under the bridge.
Yeah,
it worked to our advantage.
It worked out for both franchises.
For sure.
You know, they got their wide receiver. We got ours.
Yeah.
And, hey, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, and I mean, so far, it's been absolutely fantastic in Buffalo. So, gotta love it.
Yeah, so after that game, we go to week 14. We like the Sunday night, and it's either going to be a Sunday or Monday. Who knows, right?
Yep.
But it's going to be a primetime game away against our foes, Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, according to NFL.com, number one game of the season.
It's got to be, right?
So, yeah, it falls between the holidays, right in the middle, you know, when people have a break. I just think that works. You don't have to worry about Thanksgiving. That's over. Christmas and New Year's are coming.
Yeah.
And what a perfect time to put a primetime game between, honestly, it's like two heavyweight champions. It was crazy last year. And it has been for a number of the last times we've met those teams or that team. It is crazy just how close a competition it really is.
Sure.
Last year, it's been talked about too many times. We talk about the 13 seconds, but we don't talk about the fact that Josh Allen scored two touchdowns in 2 minutes to get him to that point. You know what I mean? So, and again, one more time on the road, I think it's probably approaching five consecutive games on the road, a couple of playoff games, primarily because the Chiefs, you know, were first in the AFC or at least finished better.
Yeah.
That we have to go play them in the playoffs, which obviously is something the Bills are looking to correct this year.
Yeah, for sure.
They want to win the AFC. I mean,
they have to.
Game they will be focusing on that puts us one game closer to closing out the AFC. And
right.
I don't think they want it to come down to week 18 when they win the AFC. I think they'd like to do that a couple of games prior, but.
For sure.
So this is going to be huge. I mean, again, an away game, Tyreek Hill. I get it, but they still have a really solid team.
They do. They lost Tyreek Hill, like you said, and that really brings, in my opinion, their dynamic down a little bit. Because,
for sure.
I mean, he was a guy that there's nobody like him in the league, and his speed obviously hurt us bad in the playoffs last year. So, I think having him out of that lineup is gonna change the way they play ball.
I think it's going to have to. Yeah.
And it's going to change the way teams approach them defensively too, because you're not going to have to play. I mean, they still have some speedsters on their team like Pringle, and you know, you got Kelsey to worry about. Not that he's a speed guy, but he's just a very good tight end.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the way that teams go in and approach the Chiefs now without having, you know, Cheetah on their team is, you're not going to have to sit two safeties back deep and worry about him just smoking you anymore.
It's like I said, Mahomes has been in the league basically 1 year more than Josh Allen.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And I don't think he started year one. I think he played behind Alex Smith or something.
Yeah.
So it would be very similar to if something happened to Stephon Diggs. You know, he actually played with Tyreek Hill longer than what I think Diggs has played with Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And similar to what Devontae Adams meant to the Green Bay Packers. So, again, you have to take that incredibly serious.
You do.
You know, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it's going to be a whole new Andy Reid has shown that he can adapt to any situation and still have a winning team. But I don't know about a Super Bowl team.
But when you
know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
do.
Don't know.
But when you the thing too is when teams were able to go in there and shut down Tyreek Hill, they were able to really
put a lot of pressure on him,
stagnate that offense. Yep. You know, they had a stretch of games where they were shutting down Tyreek Hill, they were shutting down Kelsey, and that Clyde offense had a problem. Hasn't
been able to pull them out of anything,
right?
You know, I mean, he has essentially kind of disappointed.
Correct.
For the most part. You know, yep, what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, getting
injured.
Getting Singletary in the third round and having whatever struggles he's gone through end of last season, he played really, really well. But it's one thing.
Yeah.
But that was right after the Super Bowl, first pick, round one, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Everybody loved the pick. I liked the pick. I thought it was sound judgment on their part to draft a running back at that point. They had a Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
Like, similar to the Bills, who don't have a Super Bowl team yet, there wasn't a lot of holes there. So the way the Bills were projected to take a running back possibly in the first round this year, because it'd be like a luxury pick.
Right.
That's what Clyde Edwards-Helaire was.
Sure.
And it just, yep, but it hasn't paid off to this point. So
no,
it's just going to be a different team, different look. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yep. Yep. Week 15, Sunday, 1:00, we're going home back against the Patriots.
Yep.
We played him in December a bunch, and a lot of the times, well, I should say the last 2 years specifically, we played him in December away. So
right,
just kind of makes sense to us that we picked the Patriots on the
Hopefully
December.
Hopefully the wind is down.
December. Yeah, yeah.
Less than 70 miles an hour or whatever the hell was going on that day. Holy shit, that was crazy.
Yeah,
I hated it.
I mean, it's December 18th, so hopefully.
Snow is fine.
Snow is going to be good.
Cold is good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't want to see 40 mile an hour winds. So
nope.
Just don't.
Nope.
All right, so then we're going to go back to the NFC. On the road to Chicago.
Chicago, Christmas Eve.
Chicago, Christmas Eve, Saturday.
I like that one.
Yeah, yeah, that should be cool.
The Bears, not a team that's
usually warm there.
Yeah, the Windy City.
The Windy, oh, why do they call it that?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Can't be too worried about the Bears, right?
No, I don't think so. Not yet. I mean, maybe in a few years, but they're like the Jets in Miami, a number of different teams that are going to take a few years, I think, to really develop. They got a pretty good quarterback.
They do.
In Justin Fields, I think. So, but it's going to take a while.
It's going to take a while. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to keep going on the road while we're out there.
Yeah. So week 17, we got the Ravens away, and that's going to be our last primetime game of the season. So
I'm hoping that that's going to be the Bills' absolute opportunity to lock up the AFC.
Yeah, me too.
That would be fantastic to go up against a team that we knocked out of the playoffs once before and seal
the deal, then.
Deal with the AFC.
I agree. You know, and that gives us, like I said, our fifth primetime game. We got two Mondays, two Sundays, and a Thursday night game. So I like that.
Thanksgiving. So, yeah, I like it too.
Yep.
I like it too, a lot.
And we end it with week 18 at home, none other against the Jets. And
potentially a rest game.
Right.
Right? Like, potentially you've now locked up the AFC. You can improve your situation. Maybe the team gives the starters a series or two. But let's see how deep our talent really goes.
Right.
In the past, I think it was like the last one I really remember well was on the road against Miami when they – supposedly had like the best or one of the top two or three defenses in the NFL, and the backups came in and destroyed them. So it'll be interesting. It's a good time to see what you've got. You're going into the playoffs. Hopefully you've got a bye week and you can see how you can field the best team when you come out of that rest week.
Yeah, that's really hope for, like you said, locking it up. And this year, let's get that number one seed, man.
Yeah.
You know, let's get a home field advantage. We finally need to get home field advantage.
I've heard it said by too many people. Bruce Smith even brought it up. You know, that was one of the things in their Super Bowl run that really helped them. Winning the AFC was huge.
It was.
So
the road has to travel through Buffalo.
Absolutely.
It's got to get back to that point. And this year, why not? Why not us this year? You know, we're already going into the season as favorites, you know, from Vegas as Super Bowl winners.
Yep.
We have guys out there like Dan Orlovsky publicly saying on NFL Live on ESPN that the Bills are the best team in the NFL.
Right.
You know, yeah, Josh Allen's the best quarterback in the NFL is what he's saying. So
you can make that argument. You can debate that all day long. But when you do addition by subtraction and you look at Davante Adams has moved on and Tyreek Hill's in Miami and across the board, Russell Wilson is now in Denver. Now, they're going to be a good team. We don't have to see him probably until the playoffs if both teams make it. But, they're putting together a decent team there.
Yeah, but things changed for a lot of these Super Bowl favorite teams.
Absolutely.
Let's be honest. Like you said,
last year.
Yeah, Russ is going to a new team in Denver, and they're a solid team. They got a great defense, but we don't know what they're going to bring yet.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers lost Davante Adams.
It's funny, if you look at those four final four last year,
yeah.
I think the only one who's truly, and again, without really going a deep dive on any of it, if you look at the Packers situation and Tampa, and then you look at Cincinnati.
Right.
Cincinnati seems to have maintained the best out of
Kansas City
and those other three teams.
Yeah, Cincy's done good. And I think Cincy's going to be a team that is, for the next foreseeable future, is going to be a team that we're going to have to bump heads with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not to mention the Chargers. Man, the AFC, especially the West, we talked about this too, and we'll bring it up in future podcasts. That division has changed dramatically.
Big time.
Kansas City is no longer the clear and sole leader of that division.
No.
It's Justin Herbert to, all the other additions that were made this year.
Well, Davante Adams is playing for the Raiders now. Yeah, you know, Russ is playing for the Broncos, and
it's like, what?
Yeah, it's just they're loaded with talent. You know, J.C. Jackson went from the Patriots to the Chargers.
Right.
Khalil Mack went from the Bears to the Chargers.
Right.
They got Joey Bosa over there. I mean, that division is just going to beat the shit out of each other. And I'm hoping when we play KC, they're just going to be like
licking their wounds.
Just limping into the game, being like, oh, not another team like this. Because
absolutely.
You know.
It's going to be insane.
Yeah.
Every divisional game they play this year is gonna be nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, they have – that's a crazy division, man. I don't know if we've ever seen a division like that in football ever.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You know, years ago it used to be the NFC West and the AFC West were always good teams.
Sure. But
man, not like this. This is insane.
Not stacked like this, no.
This is crazy.
Not when you have a Super Bowl winning quarterback and Russ in that division. You obviously have Patrick Mahomes. Super Bowl winning quarterback, MVP style guy. You know, Justin Herbert is obviously leading in that direction.
Yep.
And then
Derek Carr
has been a very solid quarterback
year he was leading the league in yards for a long time.
Yeah, and you just added the best wide receiver arguably in the NFL.
Derek Carr has an arm too.
Yeah, and he played with him at Fresno State.
Yeah.
So
it's insane. It's really funny to think about.
It's crazy.
Like you said, I really truly do hope they spend most of their time just pounding the shit out of each other so they leave us alone.
And we're Bills fans through and through. We do this podcast. We are diehard Bills fans.
There's no doubt.
But the NFL right now, I'm just a huge fan of the NFL right now, man. It is fucking awesome right now. It's just the talent and just all over the league is crazy.
But tell me what would happen if the Buffalo Bills were in the NFC. Tampa Bay, maybe?
We'd walk over everybody,
I mean, seriously. It's going to be a dogfight, especially with the Chargers, Chiefs, and Broncos.
And the Bengals.
And the Colts are getting better
the Colts.
Every year.
Yeah, yeah.
Taylor is no joke. He fucking just killed us.
Does Matt Ryan, is he an upgrade from Carson Wentz, though?
Yes. I'm not saying dramatically, but I if you gave me the option of either one of them for this upcoming year, I don't want Matt Ryan long term.
You can't have him.
He's now a game manager, but he's a really, really good one.
He's a game manager. He's going to be kind of like an on the field type coach, and
he's not a franchise guy.
He's killer right now, so
yeah, he's not a franchise guy anymore.
No.
But he's always been really good, and I anticipate they will be a decent team.
Yeah.
But, again, they have to play all these other teams too. I haven't looked at anybody else's schedule.
Their division's soft, though.
Yes, the division is soft, but come playoff time, those teams that's we where, keep talking about, right. Cincinnati and the Chargers and the Chiefs and the Broncos and all these guys.
The Bills. And
the Bills, definitely.
Yeah, and you know? The Ravens might still be there. Who knows?
The Ravens could be there.
You just don't know how good the Ravens could be either. Yeah, it's correct. It's going to be a fun season. I mean,
you
could
easily put together 8 to 10 potential playoff teams in the AFC
yeah.
without even breaking a sweat.
Yeah, pretty big dogfight through the AFC.
Yeah.
Sure, for sure. Yeah.
It's going to be fun, man.
It's going to be real fun. Anything else, Jeffrey?
I'm good, dude.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
No, that was great.
We'll see how it breaks down. Everybody, you know, the podcast comes out Thursday morning. Jake might be able to even post it to the Facebook page.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to take a look at it.
I'm going to put the schedule right on our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter account. So make sure you go on there. Listen to our podcast on anchor.fm/ending the drought.
Yeah, again. And if nothing else, Thursday night you can laugh your ass off when you find out we didn't get a damn thing right except for the Titans game.
I hope at least we get maybe like two or like one or two.
Even if we pick the primetime games just on the wrong days or something like that would be fun.
That would be great. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, everybody, again, make sure you listen to us on we're on Apple, we're on Anchor, we're on Spotify, pretty much anywhere you can listen to podcasts. So check us out. Again, we'll be on Twitter, Instagram. We'll have everything posted on there. Really appreciate everybody listening.
Yeah,
and just want to end it with, where else would you rather be than right here, right now? Go Bills.
Go Bills.